السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون صدق الله العظيم. Ulama Ikram, most respected brothers, our sisters at the madrasa, those listening over the receivers, and also tonight we have from the Transvaal or Johannesburg, or now they call Gauteng, Radio Islam. We have many people who have returned from Hajj. So therefore, just to repeat one incident that I mentioned some years ago, in one of my majlises, one of my bayans, and that was of Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ali. Of course, this is a zikr majlis, and I'm not going to go into any detailed explanation as I had given. Those bayans were transcribed and even printed. Nevertheless, just the gist of that is very interesting and pertinent and relevant. And it came to my mind, believe me, a few minutes ago. Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Alayh was sitting in Arafat. There was a gathering that was around him. And generally people who go for Hajj, they look for those people who have the same kind of ideology, the same kind of thoughts, the same kind of desires, wishes, aspirations, the same kind of interest in life. Different people look for different companions. But generally that is the trend, that we say birds of a feather flock together. Jali knows, they say one day, one mad person stared at him, smiled, laughed, giggled, and then ran away. So Jalinos was such a physician, he rushed back to his own dispensary and he told them, please give me the medication that you give for mad people, for schizophrenic people. They said, but what is wrong with you? There's nothing wrong with you, you're not mad. He says, no, but that madman, why did he look at me? He smiled, he giggled, he laughed, and he showed so much of keen interest in me in particular. So it shows that there is some common link. There is something that is going to happen to me also. He is mad today, tomorrow I will become mad. So later when they found out what was the common factor, it was that both of them had a limp. Nevertheless, so Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Alayhi was sitting there. Now his company was obviously of those people, very righteous, pious, Sufis in the true sense of the word. So they were discussing nothing but the love of Allah Ta'ala. What else will they discuss except the love of Allah Ta'ala in the plains of Arafat? That is what was supposed to be discussed, the love of Allah Ta'ala. Not like what we discuss these days. So Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Alayhi was the youngest amongst all those people. He sat with his head bowed, not saying anything. Everyone was giving their opinions that who is the true lover of Allah Ta'ala. To make the loud and bold claims is very easy for all of us. But who is indeed a true lover, true ashik of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So So Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah was also asked to say something, give his opinion. So Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Alayh, he finally said, he said, the true ashiq and true lover of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is that person who annihilates himself. He doesn't attach importance to his own personality. He doesn't have an ego. He doesn't suffer from a complex of superiority. He doesn't think too much of his wealth, his possessions, and his achievements. He makes shukr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala over those ni'mats and gifts and bounties of Allah Ta'ala. He does not deny or reject it. He expresses happiness. If Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala blesses somebody, then the person must express happiness, satisfaction, he must make shukr over it. But he must always believe that it is the gift of Allah Ta'ala. Who else blessed us with our sight, our hearing, our speech, our faculties, our intelligence, and everything else that we possess? How else could the person have achieved those degrees and those qualifications? So he said that that person, the true ashik of Allah Ta'ala, is the one who annihilates himself. We can go on, but I'm not going into detailed discussion. As I mentioned, the majlis of zikr, we want to do a little bit of zikr and dua. But this is important. So he says that is the first sifat. The second quality, he says, of the ashik of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is that he stays engaged in the zikr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, fulfilling the rites of that zikr. We always gather here on Thursday nights or some other nights when it is a zikr majlis, people gather. What do? We take the name of Allah Ta'ala, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allah, Allah. But that is not sufficient. Fulfill the rites of that zikr, which you have heard so many times. Fulfilling the rites of that zikr. What is true remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? True remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is that we obey Allah Ta'ala in all spheres, in all avenues, and in all areas of our life. Whether it's in our business, whether it's in our home, whether it's in our factories, whether it's in the bazaars, whether it's in the aeroplane, whether it is in eating or drinking or anything else, we obey our Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we stay away from haram, from forbidden things, from that which Allah Ta'ala is displeased with. We fulfill the rites of that zikr, not just take the name of Allah and disobey Him immediately after the zikr. So that is the second point that he mentioned. The third thing that he mentioned was that person who is an ashik of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he sees Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala with the eyes of his heart, which is burnt in the love of Allah and in the fear of Allah. In other words, that heart of the mu'min who is a true ashik of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is bright in the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When a person has a bride, the fragrance goes far and wide, the aroma goes far and wide. Here this person's heart is bright in the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It is burnt with that fire. The fragrance of that goes far and wide. So he says that is the third sign of a person who is the true ashik of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that he sees Allah Ta'ala with the eyes of his heart. We cannot see Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala with our naked eyes in this world. In other words, he sees the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, the jalal of Allah Ta'ala, the jamal of Allah Ta'ala, and so many other sifats of Allah Ta'ala. So this person has got sight, basirat. The person who is a true ashik of Allah Ta'ala, as the Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Alayh says, another quality and sifat of his is that just as a person gets intoxicated with a cup of wine, he enjoys that intoxication. Wine intoxicates him and he enjoys it. He goes on a high. So this ashik of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, when he makes the zikr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, it intoxicates him like that cup of wine intoxicates that person who is habitual drinker. This person's enjoyment is that zikr. He gets intoxication. He gets a hal in his zikr. He gets that closeness of Allah Ta'ala. He gets that sukoon in his heart. He gets that tranquility. He gets that enjoyment which the kings don't have in their palaces. So that is another sign that this person is an ashik of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. When this person who is an ashik of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has these sifat, these attributes, then you will notice in his life that every movement and every action of his is with the command of Allah Ta'ala. As Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Alayhi says, that after that every movement of his and every action of his will be with the command of Allah Ta'ala. Now that does not mean Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam will come down every minute and tell us, now do this, now do that. Or Allah Ta'ala will keep sending wahi all the time. Revelation has already come. We've got the Quran Sharif. We've got the ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So this person now, he is going to look towards Allah, that what is his hukam. Now when he is with his wife and with his children, now there he is not going to take one tasbih and be serious and be zikr all the time. And don't talk. Children are talking. He said, no, I'm making zikr. Wife is asking something. She says, I'm making zikr. They're going to bring some potatoes and onions. He said, no, I'm making zikr. Mother is sick. Father is sick. Bring some medication. No, I'm making zikr. He's not going to do that. He's going to ask what is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's hukam. When it's time for salat, he'll make salat. When it's time for zakat, he'll give zakat. When it's time for hajj, he'll make hajj. When it's time to laugh and be cheerful and be smiling and talk nicely to the family, to the friends, then he will do that. When it's time to earn halal livelihood, he will do that. Whatever is the hukam of Allah Ta'ala, he will do all those things. And then Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Alayhi says that when this person reaches this stage, then he's eating, he's drinking, he's sleeping, he's walking, he's talking. Everything comes solely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And when he speaks at that time, then it is as if Allah Ta'ala is speaking through his mouth. Remember the word as if. It is as if. He does not become Allah Ta'ala. It is as if Allah Ta'ala then speaks through his mouth. Meaning that now, whatever speech he gives, whatever discussion, whatever talk, even with his family, with his friends, but everything is within the parameters of Sharia. And then in conclusion, he said that the true ashik of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, when he reaches this stage, then he is unconcerned. He is unconcerned about the customary practices of people. He is unconcerned about that. How we are so concerned that in our marriages, in our walimas, when there is a death and funeral in the family, and on all other occasions, then we are so concerned about our customary practices. He is not concerned about customary practices. He only knows one custom and one customary practice. And that is the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the companions. He obeys Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is unconcerned what people have to say. And he is also unconcerned about the criticism of the people when he is practicing according to Sharia. Now this is the true ashik of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now all of us, we claim we have got love for Allah Ta'ala and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We come for the majlis of zikr. So we should take this seriously, that it is not just a customary thing that we just come, we make some zikr and we go on and we do the same things that we were doing all the time. The same sins we indulge in, the same evil actions we go back to. We don't make a reformation and change in our lives. We must bring these attributes, which has a Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Alayhi mentioned as the true sifat or attributes of a true ashik of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. When we will get these qualities in us, then we will see the effects of that in our own lives, and then people who will come in contact with us, they too will take effect. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand and to make amal. If we have to go into a detailed discussion, we will require the whole night. So now let's get to majal hai kuch bhi kar sakun main jo tu na tawfiq ay khuda de, which is an explanation of the same thing that we just discussed. मजाल है कुछ भी कर सकूं मैं जो तू न तौफीक ऐ खुदा दे, तेरी मशीयत है सब पे गालिब यह चहें सब मेरे इरादे। मजाल है कुछ भी कर सकूं मैं जो तू न तौफीक ऐ खुदा दे, तेरी मशीयत है सब पे गालिब यह चहें सब मेरे इरादे। बहुत दिनों रह चुका निकम्मा बस अब मुझे काम का बना दे, बहुत दिनों रह चुका निकम्मा बस अब मुझे काम का बना दे। मैं कब से हूँ महव ख्वाब गफलत बस अब जगा दे, बस अब जगा दे। You have heard the explanation of this many, many, many times. Oh Allah, far too long I have remained a useless person. What else have we done besides just earning, eating, drinking, sleeping? Have we done anything useful from which people have benefited? Society has benefited. Our families have benefited with regards to deen. Bahut dino reh chuka nikamma, bas ab mujhe kaam ka bana de. Oh Allah, make me a useful person now. How long I have remained negligent, totally indifferent. My life has been wasted. Ya Allah, now get me up from this slumber and from this sleep of indifference and negligence.
Har dam karun main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saans loon mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. रहे तलब में सवार सब हैं पयादा मिसले गुबार में हूँ, रहे तलब में सवार सब हैं पयादा मिसले गुबार में हूँ, तेरे गुलिस्तान में सब गुल हैं बस एक अगर हूँ तो खार में हूँ, तेरे गुलिस्तान में सब गुल हैं बस एक अगर हूँ तो खार में हूँ। ओ अल्लाह, इन योर गार्डन एवरीवन इज अ ब्यूटीफुल फ्लावर, everyone is a beautiful flower. The only thorn in your garden, my Allah, is myself. We should all look at our own selves, don't look at people. Also, my Allah, in this path of suluk, in this love of yours, everybody seems to have taken off. Everybody seems to be flying high in the air. The only one like a speck of dust on the ground is myself. How many times I have discussed this. that like thorns, how many people's lives we have wrecked, how many people's hearts we have torn, how much of injury, pain and suffering we have caused with our actions. Like thorns, how many people's hearts we have sliced with our tongues, swearing, cursing, vulgar language, abuse of all kinds.
रहे तो लब में सवार सब हैं पयादा मिसले गुबार में हूँ तेरे गुलिस्तान में सब गुल हैं बस एक अगर हूँ तो खार में हूँ मुझे भी कुछ फिक्र आखिरत हो बहुत ही गफलत शिआर में मुझे भी कुछ फिक्र आखिरत हो बहुत ही गफलत शिआर में हूँ रहा मैं बेकार जिंदगी भर रहा मैं बेकार जिंदगी भर बस अब तो मशगूल कार में हूँ हर दम करूं मैं ऐ मेरे बारी अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Jab saans loon mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा ओ अल्लाह यू नो हाउ डर्टी एंड फिल्थी माय हार्ट इज We should look into our own hearts, how much of malice, pride, arrogance, greed, envy, jealousy, evil passions and desires, hatred. You think Allah Ta'ala does not look into our hearts? Our outward garb can fool and deceive the whole of mankind, but it cannot fool and deceive our Allah. तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा गुनाह में आलूदा हो रहा है रुआ रुआ बाल बाल मेरा Every hair of my body is immersed deep in the ocean of sins, my Allah. गुनाह में आलूदा हो रहा है रुआ रुआ बाल बाल मेरा ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के दुरुस्त कर दे माल मेरा ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के दुरुस्त कर दे माल मेरा
These are the last days of my life, O my Allah. Cause a complete reformation and change to come into my life. So that before I depart from this world, I go clean and purified. Daily janazas are leaving from different areas, different places, different cities, different countries. Suddenly, thousands and thousands of people suddenly are taken away from the surface of the earth. Earthquakes, tidal waves, cyclones, hurricanes, accidents, smashes, crashes, shootings, murders, killings. What guarantee do we have that we are going to see another 50 years or 100 years? We say we are still young, we're waiting. We want to change, Maulana, but we're still young. More young people are leaving the world than old people. Ye aakhiri din hai zindagi ke durust kar de maal mera teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main usi mein ho intiqal mera teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main isi mein ho intiqal mera the remaining days of my life oh my Allah let them pass in your love in your muhabbat in the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and let my death also come in that state that I am pleased with you I love you let my death come in that state Believe me, wallah, I've mentioned this many, many, many times, that our life will never, never become boring. That if we're going to live a life in the love of Allah Ta'ala, then it will become very boring. Then we'll have to sit with the tasbih in the masjid the whole day. Who said that that is sharia? Our life will become very, very pleasant. Allah Ta'ala will put happiness into that heart. Allah Ta'ala will put sukoon into that heart. Allah Ta'ala will put tranquility into that heart. Allah Ta'ala will give us the expanse of the oceans into that heart. Like I explained the other day, that the fish which is able to swim and swim and swim, no end to the ocean, it goes and goes. There are some fish that swim thousands of kilometers. That expanse Allah Ta'ala will give in those hearts in which Allah Ta'ala's love and muhabbat will come. As long as they avoid that bait behind which is that hook, as long as that fish avoids that bait behind which is that hook, in other words, avoids sins, then he will get hooked. Then the azab of Allah will come. Har dam karun main ae mere bari Allahu Allah Allahu Allah Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saans loon mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Karam se tere ba'id kya hai jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho Karam se tere ba'id kya hai jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho teri madad ho meri ho koshish teri kashish ho meri talab ho Badi mein guzri hai umr sari naseeb taufeeq nek ab ho Badi mein guzri hai umr sari naseeb taufeeq nek ab ho رہوں میں مشغول ذکر و طاعت بس اب یہی شغل روز و شب ہو. ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 اللہ. جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 اللہ. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد الرسول اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے. غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے. پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے. ان کے نام کی گن گاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد الرسول اللہ. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد الرسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد الرسول اللہ. Most of you must have had a long day, and the humidity today must have sapped your energies too. So therefore let us make dua now. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. اللهم ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Akramal Akrameen, Ya Ghiyasal Mustaghiseen. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Bi Rahmatika Nastaghees. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Bi Rahmatika Nastaghees. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Bi Rahmatika Nastaghees. Allah, humare gunahon ko maaf farma. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, oh my Kareem Allah, oh my most forgiving Allah, oh my most compassionate Allah, most loving Allah, most caring Allah, oh my most beautiful Allah, oh my most tolerant Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ey mere Allah, tu ghaffar hai, tu sattar hai, tu rahim hai, tu kareem hai. Mere Allah, hum gunegar hai, hum siyakar hai, hum badkar hai, hum gande hai, napaak hai, mujrim hai. Ey Allah, humein maaf farma. Oh my beloved Allah, where do we go, my beloved Allah? There is no one for us besides you. We acknowledge, oh my Allah, that indeed we are the most sinful ones on earth. Ya Allah, day and night we have disobeyed you. We have used your very bounties for your disobedience. The great bounty of sight for your disobedience. The great bounty of speech for your disobedience. The bounty of hearing for your disobedience. Oh my Allah, our wealth for your disobedience. Our health for your disobedience. Ha, my Allah, if there had been another Allah, he would have destroyed us by now. We don't deserve living, oh my Allah. But Ya Allah, you love forgiveness. You dearly love forgiveness. You don't love punishment. Ya Allah, you dearly love forgiveness. You love those who turn towards you with repentance. Those who turn towards you and seek forgiveness. Those who make sincere tawbah from their sins. You dearly love them, O my beloved Allah. Therefore, we are extending our begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, we are not justifying our sins. We are acknowledging. We are confessing before you. Ya Allah, indeed we have committed many, many major and minor sins. Ya Allah, but we believe that you are forgiving. Ay mere pyare Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you this part of the night. You are seeing us, you are listening to us. Ya Allah, you are aware of the thoughts that are crossing our minds. Oh my beloved Allah, you are looking at the tears that are rolling from our eyes. Ya Allah, these are tears of shame, of nadawat. Mere pyare Allah, hum nadim hai, sharminda hai. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Oh Allah, forgive our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins, the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, oh my Kareem Allah. Whether we go east or west, north or south, deep down the ocean or up above the heavens, it's all your kingdom. Ya Allah, we cannot escape your sight and your might. Oh my beloved Allah, when we were committing sins, we were fooling ourselves that nobody was watching us. Even if there is a tiny little black ant crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of all nights, you are aware of the movement of that ant. My Allah, you could have seized us there and then. You could have destroyed us there and then. You could have brought humiliation, suffering, disgrace upon us there and then. But oh my Allah, you gave us the opportunity of making tawbah. Ya Allah, let us be sincere in our tawbah. Ya Allah, we don't wish to return to those sins again. Give us the himmat and courage of lions against our nafs. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan want to drag us down the gutters of shame and humiliation and disgrace. Ya Allah, you want to give us a life of peace and happiness and enjoyment and contentment and satisfaction. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan are our declared enemies, yet we have made them our friends. And you who have blessed us with so much of ni'mat, day and night you are showering upon us your ni'mats and your bounties. Ya Allah, we have made you our enemy. But my Allah, tonight we are turning towards you. Ab to hame maaf kar de. Ya Allah, ab to hame maaf kar de. Ya Allah, remove the suffering, the problems, the difficulties, the trials, the tribulations that the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the entire mankind is facing. Ya Allah, we know that because of our sins there's so much of disasters in the world. Ya Allah, don't look at our sins anymore. Mere Allah, if you are going to look at our sins, then we will not be able to enjoy any kind of peace and happiness. Then we will have to face your wrath and your anger and your azab. Ya Allah, look at the tears of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which were shed for this ummah. Look at the blood of my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which was shed for this ummah, and forgive the entire ummah. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardships and the problems of the ummah. My beloved Allah, bless us all with long life so that we may accumulate the maximum amount of good deeds before we depart from this world. Bless our children, our grandchildren, all with good, long life, healthy life. Bless us with good health, spiritual and physical. Ya Allah, we are physically ill and we are spiritually sick. Our hearts have become diseased, my beloved Allah. Our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with envy, with jealousy, with arrogance. Oh, my beloved Allah, what have we made of our hearts? But Ya Allah, we are seeking from you the hearts that you give to the awliya-i siddiqeen. Ya Allah, bless us also with the beautiful, shining hearts that you give to the awliya-i siddiqeen. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of taqwa, with the noor of ibadat, with the noor of zikr, with the noor of tilawat, with the noor of service to mankind, with the noor of hajj and umrahs, with the noor of zikr. Oh my beloved Allah, light up our hearts. Take us to the road that leads to Jannat. Take us on the road that leads to you. Take us on the road that leads to Madina Tayyiba. Ya Allah, distance us from the road that leads to the fire of hell. Distance us from the road that leads to your anger and your wrath. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of marifah. Ya Allah, bless us with such bond with you, such a bond with you. Ya Allah, that every moment of our life, every breath of our lives, we enjoy the sweetness of that bond. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Give us, oh my beloved Allah, a sound spiritual heart. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my beloved Allah, gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatu, gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatu, mere maula, mere rabb kareem, gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatu. How long am I going to live a life of sin and vices and evils and hypocrisy on the surface of this earth? My Allah, badal de mera rasta dil badal. Sunu me naam tera dhadkano me maza jaye maula dil badal. My beloved Allah, bless us with good health. Those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa from all their sicknesses and ailments. Ya Allah, those who are in financial difficulties and problems, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove the financial difficulty. Save us and protect us, my Allah, from going towards haram. Ya Allah, safeguard us from going towards haram. Ya Allah, don't let any haram morsel go down our throat. Oh my beloved Allah, don't let one ren or one cent also of haram come into our earnings. Ya Allah, distance us from the casinos, distance us from the gambling dens. Ya Allah, save us and protect us from going to the banks and borrowing on interest, from taking interest and giving interest. Ya Allah, bless us with barakat in our lives, barakat in our homes, barakat in our wealth, barakat in our time, barakat in our businesses. Ya Allah, protect our iman, protect our wealth, protect our properties, protect our children, protect our grandchildren. Ya Allah, protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ay Allah, hifazat is in your hands. Ay mere pyare Allah, only you can protect. Ya Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours. Don't test us, my Allah, in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirah. Ay mere pyare Allah, save us from the azab of qabr. Mere Allah, on the day of qiyamah, let us cross pull sirat like lightning and enter into jannat without any reckoning in the company of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, we have to leave this world one day. A day is going to come in our lives, my beloved Allah, when our eyes are going to shut, our tongues are going to wag no more, our hands are going to move no more, our feet are going to walk no more. We will not be able to see with our eyes all the haram which we are enjoying today. My Allah, our tight-fitting clothes will be sliced with the scissors. Even our false teeth will be removed. Watches will be removed. Bangles and jewelry will be removed from the women folk. My beloved Allah, we will be given garments of kafan. Ya Allah, when the ghusl is given, we will be moved backwards and forwards, right and left. My Allah, we will be so helpless. My Allah, before the water of Mayyat is poured above our bodies, let us pour the water of Tawbah above our hearts. Before the garment of Kafan is put above our bodies, let us put the garment of Taqwa above our hearts. My beloved Allah, our janazah too is going to proceed. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, don't let the angel of death find any one of us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, watching some filthy movie, bottle of wine in our hands, popping drugs in our mouth, or in adultery or fornication, or at a prostitute quarters, or any kind of haram place. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in any haram action. When the time of our departure comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. At the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ida salatu was salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah. As salatu was salamu alayka ya Habib Allah. As salatu was salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. By Allah, let our soul depart. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. Ya Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. Especially in Hajjatul Wida, with his 124,000 companions. Ya Allah, how much he prayed for us. How much he begged for us. How much he asked for us. Ya Allah, that Nabi who was only concerned about his ummah. Today we are the cause of his injury and pain. When he is informed that ummat for whom you cried so much, that ummat for whom you cried so much, that ummat for whom so much of your blood was shed, the ummat in discos, cinemas, theatres, prostitute quarters, immodesty, obscene, shameless, behaya. My Allah, a few meters away from the Rosa Mubarak, the worst of films are seen, the worst of magazines are read, the worst of music is heard. My Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, all the du'as that he made, especially in Hajjatul Wida, mere pyare Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam ne Hajr Aswad ko chum karke jo manga tha, rukne yamani chu karke jo manga tha, mataf mein chal karke jo manga tha, mizab rahmat ke niche ro ro ke jo manga tha. Ha, my Allah, how much he cried. Beneath the mizab rahmat, in the hatib, at the multazam he attached himself for how long, my Allah. Ya Allah, the du'as that he made behind the maqam Ibrahim, the du'as that he made for us after drinking zamzam on Safa and Marwa, at Mina and in Arafat, my Allah, how much he begged for the ummah. And in Muzdalifah,
and all other places, Ya Allah, all the du'as that He made for us. Bless us with all that goodness that He asked for us. Our wives and children, our parents, our family members, and the entire ummah with all that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that He asked for protection, O my Allah, protect us and the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, bless those who have got no iman and no Islam with hidayat. Bless them with Islam and iman. But Ya Allah, if they become obstinate, they've made up their minds, they will continue with the persecution, the torture, the tyranny, the bombarding and the destruction of the ummah. Then, my Allah, destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and Samud. Shake the ground beneath their feet. Cause the planes to crash. Cause the ships to sink. Cause disunity and division amongst their ranks. Ya Allah, assist and help the Mujahideen of Islam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.